This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We're going to start off the show today with Alan Stack from Stack Optical. Also joined along with Marie Christine here from our studio. How are you?
Doing great.
Great to see you. Great to welcome in studio Alan Stack. And you've heard Alan here on our show now for several years. Stack Optical. And they got a new home. Wow, when was that? June or July, Alan? Or when
did it was July 1st. July. We opened up in our new home.
July. And that's 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to find. Plenty of free parking really close to the front door. And I know you were dreading the move back then.
Oh,
I mean,
sure was.
Boy, you were sweating bullets. But now, what a great thing for Stack Optical.
It's been wonderful. To have all the new people that have come in and to have clients that have been gone for 10, 15 years because they said, I didn't want to go into Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's
great. But Dad opened up there in the 60s, and Cherry Creek was not Cherry Creek in the 60s. And it's evolved into something that I'm glad I'm not a part of anymore.
Was that building that you were originally in there, was there just not much around you back then? And
well, I don't know if folks remember the Yum Yum Tree. I mean, a lot of old businesses that, all closed down and that type of thing.
Wow.
Everything developed around us, our little medical building there.
Sure. Well, I tell you, to survive in business for that length of time, to me it shows really, one thing, which has a lot of branches off of it, but you know what you're doing and you do things right.
Right. It's always what's best for the client.
Yeah, good deal. Well, again, Stack Optical, they handle anything that you need with your eyes, and that's from eye exam, eyeglasses, contact lenses. They take care of everything that you need, even repairs, and they can help you out. I wanted to start off today. I was thinking about all the things, and we do some shows with doctors and wellness, and, man, so many people concerned, with all the things with their health. But I got to thinking, what's the most important thing to me in my health, What would it be? And man, eyesight is right up there, Marie.
Yeah, what's the point of being healthy if you can't see?
Exactly. But what do we ignore a lot unless something's in our eye or all of a sudden we can't see as clear as we used to, then we may go see. But man, why don't we check on our eyes more?
Exactly, because a lot of times, the eyesight, when all of a sudden you're feeling the symptoms or you're noticing the symptoms, whoa, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The damage has already been done. But if you get that yearly eye exam, we catch stuff so early that with the modern technology and so forth, they can take care of it.
Right.
And it's not that big of a hassle. It doesn't take that much time.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive.
And you went through, so it's been a while. You talk about your experience there with Stack Optical.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. It was quick. It wasn't too expensive. My prescription had just changed a tiny bit, so that little difference and, all of a sudden I'm noticing the leaves on the trees instead of just the branches, which is always nice. And I like my glasses that I got there, and, they're real modern and pretty. So, yeah. I enjoyed it. It's really not a big deal. Go do your eye exam.
Yeah. They look great on you as well. So just think, Alan's been doing this. What year were you born, Marie?
1991.
That's just about when I took over the company.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow.
So you must have seen, I'm just thinking about, how clothing styles have changed since then.
Oh.
The same is true with eyewear, right?
Yes, but boy, it just seems like everything keeps coming back around.
I was just thinking that same thing because my mom used to wear these ginormous glasses that made her eyes look like insect eyes, that magnified them so much. But it's coming back. People are wearing those huge lenses again.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating our 50th year this year, and we found a bunch of advertising from the 60s that we put up in our office. And to see those styles, and half of them are all coming back. it's just something else.
Do you think... Because I know, you think you look so stylish, and then 10 years later, you look back at photos, and you think, what was I doing? I looked like a fool. Do you see any styles yourself where you think, oh, that one should not have resurfaced?
I don't know. I look at some of those big black frames, and I look at my father's picture from the, you know, the early 70s, a big black square frame, and I was like, why does that look dated?
But then I look, the Clark.
I look on there, and in the magazines, oh my God, that's all in style again.
My father again in the magazines.
Right.
Would that be kind of the Clark Kent Superman glasses, the dark?
Very similar.
Yeah. Yep. Very. Yep.
Well, and that's where you look at the glasses, not the face.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why nobody recognized Superman. Ooh.
Exactly, yeah. 303-321-1578 is the number, 303-321-1578. And like I said, they do great eye exam. Doctor takes great time with you. And I hear this over and over from, you know, Marie when she went, of course, myself and other friends that have gone there is, it seems like in our quote medical world, boy, we're not feeling much personal attention anywhere we go. But at Stack Optical, you still get that great care and personal attention.
Yeah, I've always tried to partner with older docs that they're willing to do the exam from beginning to end. We don't use techs, and he takes as long as needed. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get a little bit behind because of it, but our doc is awesome.
Right.
Really,
your
takes
doc
the
is,
time.
And so are your other staff members too. I forget the gentleman's name who helped me pick out my glasses.
Well, Damien retired in Christmas time.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
It might have been Damien. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
But everybody, I mean, I remember it took me forever to pick out which frame I wanted, and he was so patient and just, you know, took out frame after frame from the case and let me try them on, and it was nice not to feel rushed.
Yeah, and the gals that I have with me now are just awesome.
And, you know, it seems like a lot of times I'll mention you to people and they're like, oh, I just do things online and all this kind of thing. And I always tell them, you know what? There's always going to be a cheaper price for everything in this world, you know.
And sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
We had a gal that got her glasses online, was having some problems, brought them in, and we were pricing them. And it's like we were less than they were. And this is one of those was advertised $6 glasses. But when
really?
She went on to order, no, she wasn't getting $6 glasses. By the time they put everything on there, mm-hmm. it was $50 more than what it would cost for her to come to us.
Right.
And she ended up having to pay it twice because the ones online didn't work.
Sure. And, you know, the online, too, it's all about not only do you have the right lens and everything that looks right for you, but the fit. And that's
exactly.
You are custom fitting.
Right, because how can you fit a frame that you're trying online? You know, and you don't have the professional help when you're picking out that frame. And the actual fitting and so forth, it was an eye-opener. This just happened last week.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it when she pulled out the invoice and was like, oh, my God, it's one of those online places that advertise $6 glasses. And hers were $400. I said, what? That didn't make sense.
Well, and if they're not, I mean, you wear your glasses every day. If
exactly.
they're not comfortable, what a
right.
pain.
Or if you can't see out of them,
that was
her problem.
Problem number one.
First, she thought it was the doc that she went to, so she went ahead and got an exam from our doc as a second opinion. Turns out, no, there really wasn't that much of a change in the prescription. It was just the way they were made.
Jeez. Don't make a mistake. Your eyes are very, very important. Go to Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you fixed up there. Now, how you do this, I don't know, but I assume you're still offering the eye exam for
$69. $69, yes.
What an unbelievable value. I'm not going to say deal because I'm not concerned about the price, but that's a value because of the type of exam, again, the doctor does.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we're not paying tax and this type of thing. He does a good eye exam. He still looks in the back of your eye. He asks you if you want to be dilated, and you don't have to be dilated every year.
Hmm.
But it's a good idea because that opens up the pupils so the doc can really evaluate the retina. But anyway, all that's included.
Right. And Marie, they really took the time there, too, for you to kind of look through styles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I had some glasses before that I really liked the style, and I wanted something similar. And so we took a while to look for something that was just the right color, just the right shape. And it was nice for me to know ahead of time what the price was going to be.
Right.
So I'm not, sometimes you go to any sort of doctor or health place and you're like, oh, what's the bill? I have no idea. I'm just going to pay it whatever it is, I guess.
Sure.
So it was nice to know what to expect.
Yeah. And Alan, I mean, when you, What do you see in the future of Iowa? I mean, you go to shows quite a bit, too,
to
stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, there's some new technology, especially for folks that have real high minus prescriptions and that kind of stuff that's coming out. I mean, the technology we have now, I think, is amazing, mm-hmm. how we can make them so much thinner than they used to be. But there's technology out there that they're really even improving on that.
Right. Now, let's talk about, got a few minutes left here, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. Favorite glasses of mine. I use them all the time.
It's really cool. It's a frame that can be adjusted in the field. The lenses can be changed out in seconds, so you can have a set of lenses for golf. You could have a set of lenses for shooting, set of lenses for biking. Whatever you do, I can design a pair of lenses for you, and you just snap them in and out of the same frame.
Right. And hopefully golf is right here around the corner. So, I mean, you've had guys where it said it changed their golf game.
Well, you know, I've noticed a lot of folks are still using gray lenses for golf, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Even if you're light sensitive, that gray lens darkens shadows. Hmm. Well, when you're darkening the shadows, it's pretty hard to see your ball when it goes in the shadows.
Right. So that's which mine does quite often. Yeah. Do you have something to find your ball clearer in the woods or underwater?
So anyway, a brown lens is the best. I have a lens that changes depending on the light conditions, but the base color is brown. It gets darker brown. But you know, it doesn't work for everybody. I need to, you know, sit down with you and discuss, because there's also different, you know, some people can play golf in progressives. I'm one of them. But some other ones, I can't read the greens in these things.
Sure.
So I'll put a little reading area off to one side or the other just so they can see the scorecard, but they have a nice clear vision in front of their eyes.
Right. You know, in closing real quick, a lot of places, box stores have opened all these different things from hearing aids to glasses and all that. But, and I'm not saying there's not some good people in some of those, but for the most part, you are not getting someone that has experience like you guys at Stack Optical that's going to make all the right recommendations for you.
Right, and we stand behind it.
Yeah.
If, you know, something we do for you doesn't work, bring it back. I'm going to change it.
Right. Alan will take care of you, just like he took care of Marie.
That's right.
Just
thank
like
you, Marie.
He took care of me as well.
Thank you, Scott.
And 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. That's at Monaco and Evans. And like I say, free parking right by the front door. It could not be more convenient. Don't neglect your eyesight. Give them a call today, 303-321-1578. And as I always like to say, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Affordable Interest Mortgage has been your personal mortgage broker serving Coloradans since 2001. Take aim. If you're tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage, or do you feel like you just talked to a call center and you never get the same person twice? Take aim. 720-895-0500. Our rates are still great, with loans designed to fit what you want, not the bank. Experienced professional loan officers to expedite the process and close quickly. We offer paperless applications, or we will come to you. View your loan status 24/7 and get rid of high-cost mortgage insurance or credit card debt to save hundreds now. Take aim, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients are saving thousands in excess mortgage payments, owning their home faster, all without changing their spending habits. Call now to start saving big. 720-895-0500. Talk with the same loan officer from start to finish, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you again so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. Glad to welcome back in studio David C. Sean. And David is with the Householder Group. You can check out his website at davidcshon.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, davidcshon.com. Dave, good to see you, sir.
Welcome. Nice
man,
to be back.
I tell you what, when you look at how fast time goes, it just seems like, it almost seems like 6 months ago we were telling everybody Happy New Year. Now, but I mean, here we are.
Easter.
Man, Easter. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
And you know what? Time goes by so quickly. If you're not better off in your finances than you were when you made all those New Year's resolutions, it may be time to make a call to Dave, and he can help you out there. So we're going to talk about a couple of different things today, but mainly on this show today, we're going to talk about some initials, and we're going to make you more familiar with these, and that is QLAC. So, David, what is QLAC for us, sir?
Well, QLAC is a part of the law that was passed by the Internal Revenue Service 2.5-3 years ago. It's means Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, and it is the only way that people who want to postpone taking their required minimum distributions after 70 and a half can do the postponement. There's no other way except using a QLAC. And we're going to talk a little bit about the QLAC and why it's a real great planning tool for a lot of people. And then we're going to talk about required minimum distributions just for a second and how you can use your required minimum distributions to pay your entire tax bill for the year. Wow. So first of all, QLAC is a program the government instituted because they're getting concerned over people taking their required minimum distributions or their beneficiaries receiving them and effectively wasting it on things that perhaps they shouldn't be. And back in the 90s, when the markets were roaring, nothing was going to end. And then people were taking monies out and spending it on all sorts of toys instead of tools and necessities in life. So the government decided, well, let's give an incentive to people to postpone taking their required minimum distributions or a portion of them to a future point in time where they might really need it for maybe health care or living expenses, who knows? So they passed this law, and what it allows you to do, effectively, take 25% of your retirement funds, and that's IRAs or 401ks or 457s and 403bs, and postpone the income on no more than 25% of those funds, up to a maximum of $130,000.
Right.
Last year was 125, so they increased it to 130 for this year. So effectively, what that means is that if you're taking, even if you're taking monies out of your IRAs now, or you're taking required minimum distributions, you can still defer going forward 25% of those monies to a max of $130,000, and therefore the income it generates to a future point in time. And the government says that you can postpone it to age 85 if you wish.
Wow.
Now, you can and you can actually start in a QLAC at age 55. So last year, for example, one of our clients did a QLAC for $125,000, who was age 55. And they will tell you today exactly how much money you'll receive at a future point in time. So at age 85, this gentleman would receive a little over $4,000 a month for the rest of his life.
That's putting, real putting, money. Putting That's away, real money, as they say. Yeah.
Putting away $125,000 now. Wow. Now, it's a, and it's not for everybody, this tool, right. You know, but what it does is a lot of people that come into our office don't really want to take their required minimum distributions. They may want to give them to their kids or grandkids, but they're forced to at 70 and a half. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a way that they can at least defer some of the income. They can turn on that income at whatever point in time they wish. So if they set age 85, most of the companies that are doing the QLACs under the program will allow you to change the date you want to start the income once. So if you're age 85 and say, I want to start at age 80, you'll have a reduced amount, but you can start it at age 80.
Right.
So this deferral of income also means you're deferring taxation. And even if you started your RMDs already, you can still use the qualified longevity annuity contract. And the government said that's the only vehicle you can use. And the reason it is because it's actuarially determined. And you know you're going to get that money, and you'll get it as long as you live. If you die before you get all of your $130,000 back, someone else is going to get that money.
Sure.
You can't lose it.
Right.
So the QLAC has been a really, really interesting tool, and very few people know about it. No matter if I do my classes or we do our seminars or they come into our office, they haven't heard of it.
That's exactly where I was going with my next question of how many times do you do, you know, these type of seminars, you meet with these clients for the first time, and you start mentioning all these different things that are available to them, and they look at you, as we would say in Texas, like a calf looking at a new gate. They have no idea. They didn't have any idea about this.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because it's been in law for like 2.5-3 years. And I'll ask them, well, didn't your accountant or record keeper or bookkeeper mention anything about this here or CPA? And no. So we find it quite interesting. And again, it's quite applicable for a lot of different folks for a variety of different reasons. It's the only tool we can use. Now, extending this a little bit further, when we talk about required minimum distributions, one of the things that people do in retirement, many people in retirement have to send in quarterly estimates of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that's kind of be a pain in the neck sometimes, and most people don't like doing it. And you got to put in at least 90% of what you put in last year for taxes, or 100% of the previous year. 90% of the current year or 100% of the previous year. And people just don't like doing that. So, but they're forced to do it, kind of. And however, in the law, now again, I'm not a CPA or an accountant, so I would always preface this by saying, ask your accountant or a tax preparer about this. But for those people who don't want to pay quarterly estimates and have a big enough IRA that will throw out a big enough required minimum distribution, they actually can wait until the end of the year. Tell their required minimum distribution sponsor, wherever they have their monies, to take out and pay 100% of their income tax for the entire year.
Right.
Out of the IRA proceeds. So the out of the required minimum distribution proceeds. So if someone was getting $20,000 in required minimum distribution, and between all of their income, including their IRA, they were going to have a tax of $15,000 for the entire year, They can instruct the sponsor to take the entire $15,000 out of the required minimum distribution, and that is deemed by the IRS to be taken out throughout the year, even though it comes at the end for required minimum distribution taxation, and they can apply that tax to all of their income. So they don't have to take money out of their bank account during the year or out of their investments during the year to pay estimated taxes on their other income.
Right.
They can wait until the end of the year. So all of their money is working for a full 12 months. Then they just instruct the IRA custodian to take the money out and take, even if they take out 100% and pay the tax to the government, they're perfectly legal.
Right. David C. Shawn is our guest. Once again, he's with the Householder Group. You can check out his website, davidcshawn.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. Free consultation, 720-482-1917 is the number, 720-482-1917. A couple minutes left here on this segment. So is there a limit of how much money, you know, you can put into this?
Put into?
As far as to purchase an IRA QLAC.
Oh, yeah. Well, to purchase a QLAC, yeah, the max that the government allows is $130,000.
Okay, that's what you said,
$130,000.
Okay.
Yeah, one time. And I think they're going to continue to increase that amount because, again, this is something that, you know, people can utilize at a later date and time instead of just taking it out of their accounts, worrying that they may not have any money left at the end.
Right.
And it provides a chunk of money that you know that you have now for some future date and time. Markets like we've been seeing the beginning of this year, up and down,
right,
up and down, you know, has no effect on the income that is guaranteed under the QLAC. So it's a chunk of money that is actually in the foundation of your financial house, mm-hmm. like Social Security, or if you're lucky enough to have a pension, where you can't lose it.
Right.
Now, what's the downside of that? Well, the downside is that money isn't going to, that 130 isn't going to be invested like the rest of the money. Mm-hmm. Your other investments could do much better, but on a guaranteed basis, I have found no investments that can come close to the actuarially determined amount of money you're going to get every month in a future point in time.
Right. Now, you said this isn't for everybody. So if you could, what's a quick description of somebody you feel is ideal for this?
Well, someone who's ideal for this is someone that doesn't need the whole amount of required minimum distributions. Sometimes we see people that are getting $15,000 when they really only need, you know, 10 or 8 or 7, or they don't even want it now for the next several years. But 70 and a half, you got to start taking those required minimum distributions, because if you don't, and you just say, well, I'm not going to take it, and you get audited, it's a 50% tax.
Wow.
On what you don't take, in addition to your income tax. So the downside of this is the ideal person is someone who doesn't need it now, doesn't want it now, can afford to postpone it. And those people that really do need income, that's a problem. They can't bother with this.
Right. David C. Shawn is our guest once again for a free consultation. As you can tell, there's a lot to know about this, and David does a great job in his educational seminars, and he does those quite often. But if you'd like a free consultation, give him a call at 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. And once again, the website is David C. Shawn. That's CICHON.com. So, David, we got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Okay.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil.
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I want to welcome back in studio David C. Shawn. David is with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at davidcshawn.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. And his number for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. David, good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thanks for being with us again. You know, let's just talk about maybe what you've seen so far just this first quarter. What's going on in the markets, all the different things. You know, I know you do such a great job with your clients. I'm sure there's a lot of other financial advisors. Phones were ringing off the wall, people freaking out. But when you take care of people like you do, it doesn't happen near like that. But what's kind of been your view of the first quarter?
Well, first quarter in the market has been, as they say, very volatile. You know, we were up 1,000 points, down 1,400. Up and down, and it seems that no matter what the news is of the day, either drives it up or drives it down.
Right.
And the gurus out there have all said that you know, the first part of this year, maybe the first 6 months, will be quite volatile, just because of a whole variety of different reasons. But the reality of it is that nothing stays real stable forever.
Mm-hmm.
The market is up quite a bit since 2008, not without a lot of volatility in between.
Sure.
But it is going in the positive direction. We do have some indicators that this market could continue being positive for another year or year and a half. It all depends on what is said each and every day out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. That does have a lot to do with it, for
sure.
It has
a lot to do with it.
Now, you do a lot of classes. You do a lot of educational training, and I think that's one of your big forte, just education to people. And who are you seeing coming to some of these classes, and, you know, what's some of the things they're trying to glean from you?
Well, I think what we see most of the time is people that are pre-retirement or even in beginning into retirement are coming to try to get a current overview of those things and items in their lives that they need to see. Very few people step back and do what I call a high-level overview of the five areas of financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are concerned, do I have enough money? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. How do you spend it? What are you looking to do with it? So they're coming to get ideas.
Right.
And it never amazes me, especially when we do our classes where people are there for several days, is they don't hear a lot of the stuff that is there for them to make an intelligent decision or an educated selection over.
Mm-hmm.
They're simply told, this is what you should do with your monies. Let's invest it for you and you'll be okay. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Right. And I think if you ask most people, if you were to stop people on the street, I used to love that one. Jay Leno did that on his show. He'd stop the person on the street, ask them a question. If you ask people, what is financial planning? I guarantee the biggest answer would just be investments.
That's right.
I mean, that's what everybody thinks of.
And that's what everybody thinks of, and yet it is the last thing that we do. And the reason for that is because, of course, we are fiduciaries by law. We're just not stockbrokers or other financial people. We're fiduciaries. We take it real serious. And therefore, we have to get to know the client really well before we get to that end of his desire to invest. We have to look at their entire situation. What does their estate plan say, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Where are these assets going? Do you know? What's the cost of sending them that way? Or is there a better way of moving those assets along when you're finished with them? How do you protect your assets? All right. It's one thing to protect them from the stock market. We can get into that later. It's not hard to do that. But how do you protect them from someone that wants to sue you because you have a car accident? So we look at that because that's very important. Tax planning. You know, we are in the lowest tax environment we've been in 40 years.
Hmm.
Effectively, as a country, we're broke. They want us to take more out of our IRAs than necessarily that we want to through required minimum distributions because they need the tax monies. So tax planning becomes critical. We have to, I mean, there are tax brackets, there's different types of taxes. How do we get the taxation to as close as zero as possible? Most people in retirement don't think of that. They think that they're told to pay their tax and that's it. Well, that's not true. There are over 90,000 in Internal Revenue Code. Back in 19 and 12 when they started it, I think there was like 10 pages. So there are tools, people just don't know where they are. And then there's income planning, all right? That's one thing to build our assets up over time, and most people know how to do that, building, growing those assets.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point in time where growth still important because we got a long ways to live.
Sure.
But we're going to retire, and we need an income stream. We got to take those assets and turn it into an income stream. There are so many studies that have been done over the last 5 years that one of the biggest problems for most retirees is deciding and determining and understanding how to do that. How do you turn them into income? Because the number one, I guess, pill that a retiree can take in retirement that puts him at ease is having enough guaranteed income so it covers a certain portion of these fixed expenses every month. Now, some people need 100%, very few. Some people need 50% or 75% or 25%, but they need some form of guaranteed income, like a pension,
mm-hmm.
like Social Security that's not going away, all right? Like some form of income that they're comfortable with, that they know that check on the 15th of the month is right in their mailbox. So we have to look at that income picture and see how we can do it. And then the last phase of this thing is investment planning. You know, in this kind of marketplace, I don't know anybody out there, quite honestly, who can tell you what the ideal investments are.
Sure.
There's no such thing. But what you can do is keep one thing in mind. As I say, ignorance and poverty are free. So keep in mind that there are tools out there that will protect that money from those kinds of things of hurting your monies and putting you in a position that you shouldn't be in. There are different types of management tools that can be used that will take you away from the volatility and protect these dollars if you want that.
Right. Now, as you sit and you go through some of these things when you first do your initial meetings with people, do you hit one of these five and they look at you and say, oh, I never thought about that?
Well, kind of. That happens frequently. I think what it is at the end of the session, when we do our first session, I'll ask them, has anybody ever asked you these questions before? And 99% said no. Mm-hmm. But there are questions just not about money. There are questions about, you know, who do you like the most in your life?
Right.
Nothing to do with money. All right. Those kinds of questions become real important to the person sitting there because they begin to see that there's more to this than just dollars and cents. You know, most advisors that we are told about, I don't see many, but we are told about, have them come in, fill out a piece of paper, and they come back with a pie chart and say, this is how you got to invest your money. Took a half an hour. Is that really correct? You know? And that's the last thing that they should be doing. They haven't looked at the person's income tax returns. They don't know how their money should be flowing. They don't know how it should be placed or structured. They don't know that we've got to use some of that money for protection planning. Maybe they got to have that umbrella policy or a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that whole combination that people begin to appreciate and have told us most of the time no one ever asked these questions.
Right. Now, let's take a few minutes here and talk about a second opinion. Most of the time we hear that in the medical world.
Yep.
And everybody usually takes advantage of that. But, boy, why not with the biggest thing that we have here is our assets, our money. And that is a service that you offer. And because of that fiduciary responsibility, someone comes in, you take a look. If you feel like they're in good spots, you look at them and tell them that.
Precisely correct. You know, and quite honestly, most people that come in, they're not so off the wall that their investments are terrible.
Right.
You know? But here's what they've been used to seeing. They go somewhere else. They go in. We'll look at it. And inevitably, whoever's there comes back and says, this is what you got to do. Got to get rid of this stuff and buy this stuff that we got.
That's my second opinion, right?
There it is. Yeah. And that's just absolute. That's such a disservice to the people.
Absolutely. Again, David C. Sean is our guest. His number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. And maybe you're thinking, you know what? A second opinion would not be a bad thing, and I can guarantee you, you got nothing to lose here and everything to gain by giving David a call. You can visit his website at davidcshon.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. And David will sit down with you and kind of go through these things. And I want to mention again, you know, this is a free analysis for people. So this isn't something to try to get you in and sell you something or make you change things. It's just a free look at what you got going on.
Absolutely. Painless. And, you know, like I say, every once in a while, there's some things that can be discovered. And most people don't need a massive heart replacement.
Sure.
What they need is a tweak here and there.
Right. And, you know, they may have so many. They may have four out of these five areas perfect.
Yeah.
But if you're missing one, is it possible to destroy the other four?
Well,
not destroy is a strong word, but it could hurt the other four.
Well, it could, yeah, especially what it is and where it's positioned. And that's why a high-level overview like that, for most people, is the first time anybody has ever done it.
Sure.
And we do everything in writing for them.
Right. You can't beat that. So, David, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thank you.
DavidCShon.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. Again, David's with the Householder Group, and his number is 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Want to welcome our guest, John Hinkle, with us today. Online Trading Academy, been a great supporter of ours here on Haystack Help Radio for a number of years and really helping out our listeners, their website, tradingacademy.com. With that, let me welcome our guest, Mr. John Hinkle. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Scott?
Great to see you. John, when you talk to people and maybe, you know, they come just to your initial class here and all that, what are people come up and say, man, I never knew this, or, you know, just what are they kind of surprised to learn?
Yeah, it's amazing. I hear so many people say, I had no idea. I had no idea this is, you know, how the institutions were making money. You know, nobody taught me this. I had one gentleman that had been, it still stands out in my mind. He was a very bright gentleman. He was gone to a very prestigious college. He was a Harvard grad, you know. Harvard grads always let you know they went to Harvard.
Absolutely.
Right?
You never have to ask them where they went to school. Yeah.
And he said, you know, he said during this 3.5-hour class, I learned more than I did in 40 years of investing. So I hear that all the time from people that come to that class. It really opens their eyes. They'll learn so much about what makes the market go up, what makes the market go down, what they can do to insulate themselves from the inevitable bear markets that come along, and how they could participate to a greater degree and keep more of their money in the up markets as
right.
well.
So looking in your crystal ball or your forecaster hat, what do you think the year is going to look like?
Well, I'm always cognizant about forecaster errors. So, but I will say one thing that I really there's a couple things that I think are pretty clear. I think people have underestimated the economic impact of this tax cut, bringing home so much money that's offshore. Companies have stored offshore. It's kind of been basically. I think we're going to have a pretty significant rally in terms of the stock market, driven really by an increased economy. I think we're going to see growth much stronger than we have over the previous 7 or 8 years. You know, there's been this myth the U.S. economy can only grow at 2%. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. We're well capable of going 3-4% or more. And I think we're going to see really strong growth going forward. And I think that's what the market's telling you with the runaway train that we've had over the
sure.
last several months.
Right. And, you know, I think no matter who you are and what your financial status is, everyone can probably stand to look at ways to protect their money and, you know, try to invest a little bit more and save more for the future.
Yeah, and make it work for you. I think one of the biggest thing, you know, one of the, we always talk about what the 95% do, most average people, versus the 5% that seem to have all the success. Mm-hmm. And the 5% make their money work for them. And that's what one of the things we're trying to teach our students to do, how to make their money work for them. You know, you work hard for your money. Why shouldn't your money work hard for you instead?
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. This is a free half-day class that he has given us some passes to. It's a $500 value, but you've got to call and reserve your spot. 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Now, I said before the break there, let's talk about instructors. You know, if you're going to go learn something, you want to know the background a little bit of who's teaching me. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, our instructors are amazing, Scott. I'll tell you that firsthand. They're all great educators. But more than that, they're all professional traders. So our students really benefit from their real-world knowledge. It's not just about ivory tower theory. They're gonna teach you practical things that you can apply to your own investing and trading. So I think that's one of the real great things about our instructors. Our students are always telling me how much they appreciate the knowledge and passion that the instructors bring to the table.
Right. I mean, you can go on your website, and there are some great testimonials. And, you know, a lot of people, man, just talk about the freedom it gives them. They talk about the instructors. They've talked about, again, like you said, the other gentlemen learn more in 3.5 hours than in 40 years. And Cassie, we were just talking with Cassie here. Cassie, get on just one second. Okay. And Cassie's a very young person, much younger than John and I.
Yes.
And but in school, you go to school, Cass, I mean, mm-hmm. they don't teach you any of this stuff with finances.
Yeah, and I did my undergrad. I did 4 years of undergrad, and I was homeschooled before that. So my mom did actually teach us, you know, I knew how to write a check. I knew how to balance a checkbook. I knew all of that stuff. But even going to college, I mean, we had many mandatory classes, but none of them were, here's, you know, to know your credit. How do you know how credit works? You know, mm-hmm. how does insurance work? How did any of it? So that would have been really helpful.
Sure.
Yeah.
And saving money. I mean,
yeah.
Do young people your age think about saving money much?
I do. I would hope others do. Yeah. You know, yeah, right now I'm in this stage where I'm out of college and I'm just working. So saving money is definitely a priority. But my generation is definitely taught, oh, just live for now, go travel, go do whatever you want, and think about that later, yeah. which...
That later has come yeah. for us, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it's yeah. getting there fast.
Absolutely.
You know what? I see, frankly, there's a few too many baby boomers that have lived that lifestyle too,
yep.
and now they're panicked. They don't know mm-hmm. what to do. All is not lost. You can still.
That's a good point. No matter where you are, there's always a starting point.
Absolutely. You just have to decide that, put that line in the sand, put the stake in the ground, and decide, hey, I'm gonna do something a little bit different. I'm gonna make my future a little bit brighter. You know, it's always frustrating. I'll see a guy that, you know, sometimes I'll see a student come in that maybe, you know, I'm just thinking of one gentleman who's 75 years old, and his retirement is delivering pizzas, and he doesn't want to deliver sure. pizzas till he's 80. So he knows he's got some work to do to catch up to be where he needs to be. And I don't think anybody wants that in retirement. I mean, we don't envision ourselves giving away samples at the Costco in our retirement age. That's not how I envision my retirement.
Absolutely.
I know our students don't either. They want to have a full life that they can participate with their family, their grandkids, their spouse, and making that happen is really it's a process.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think just the media has influence on, you know, what happens when the financial world like that? Just
it definitely has some influence for sure. I think if we look at you know how people today are raised versus maybe how our parents or grandparents are raised about saving for a rainy day, you know, growing up on the farm where you had to make savings to get through the winters.
Sure.
I think there's definitely been a mindset over the last 40, 50 years in this country, and not all for the better, unfortunately. One of the things that I love about our students is that they recognize that that they may not be on a sustainable path, and they don't. The last thing that any of us want is to be a ward of the state in our retirement, or be a burden on our kids or grandkids.
Right.
And you know, and that's one of the things that I love about our students is they've recognized that and are taking steps to make that not be the case.
Absolutely. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. A few more minutes left here for you to call 303-217-4511. Again, this is a half-day class, and this is just a tremendous class. They've been doing this for years and years, and John's kind enough to give us 15 passes for this. I know some of those are gone, but if you'll call right now, 303-217-4511, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, they'll take care of you. Again, during this class, you're going to learn how the academy anticipates the market moves, you know, how to protect your money, John. And again, I think that's a big part of this, is keeping what you got,
and keeping more of it. How to pay less in taxes, which is huge, too. You know, it's great to make the money, but you need to keep the money as well.
Sure. 303-217-4511, and again, tradingacademy.com. 2 minutes left here, John, so let's sum this up. Why do you think most people, you know, have such a challenge with, you know, the market and investing and just trying to figure it out on their own?
You know, it's really not their fault. Most people don't have the skills. They've never taken the time or had anybody able to show them the skills and the knowledge they need to be successful in the market. They've never had a mentor. They've never had somebody that's really taken the time to help them develop the necessary skills. And so they consequently, they never get the kind of returns that they're capable of.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate always great information. Thanks for being a great partner with us here on Haystack Help Radio, and we will look forward to a lot more shows, a lot more information about Online Trading Academy.
Sounds great, Scott. Look forward to it.
Once again, that website, tradingacademy.com. I want to thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.